Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
And I'm Big Chuck. What is on your mind, Leslie Ann?
All right. So you find yourself in a social situation.
Yeah.
What do you think are the universal topics that are safe go-to subjects?
Got to be the weather first.
Yep. That's my opinion also. What else?
In a social, how's your family?
Yep. That's a good one.
I would say weather first. And I'm in a, so I walk into a cocktail party at my wife's work, for example, and I don't know anybody.
Right.
And I'm standing there next to somebody who I don't know. Yeah. How you doing? How about that weather? God, it's been nice
weather.
Out, hasn't it? Beautiful. You know?
Weather's the first one.
Yeah. How's your family? You got your wife here tonight, or you got kids in school?
Good one.
Yeah.
Yep. And then pets. I find.
Really?
Pets are like a great subject because I find that so many people have some kind of pet.
Yeah. How do you
even
bring
if it's a
that
hamster.
Up, though? I mean, I can understand the weather. I can understand maybe, hey, where do you work?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
maybe
it has,
where do you work?
I'm not always talking about a situation where it's people you don't know.
Okay. Because, I mean, I'm not going to walk into a crowded cocktail party and go up to some strange guy and say, you got a pet?
Yeah, right. It's
excuse me,
naturally.
Sir. My name is Chuck. What kind of pet you got?
That's a subject that naturally has to come up. But I'm just sort of talking about safe go-to conversations.
Yeah.
Definitely weather. Pets are safe. Talking about family is usually safe.
Yeah. And where do you work? I like that, too.
Where do you work?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
And you know what? Those are very good, too, Leslie, because at our age, at our experience, at our age, forget experience, there is almost nothing that they can say that we can't find something to attach to.
Yeah.
No matter what he says. What do
True.
You do for a living? I'm a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bet that's not rocket science, is it? You know, there's something
sure.
we can say. How about the weather? You know, boy, it was hot. Yeah. Where are you from? I'm from Georgia. Oh, it's muggy down there.
Yeah.
I've been to Georgia. Blah, blah, blah,
Oh, you
blah,
know,
blah.
Another good one. Food. Who doesn't love to talk about food and restaurants that they enjoy?
Well, yeah, not only that, but if you catch somebody in a buffet line, you know, and you're at a corporate sponsored
event. Yeah, like, ooh, that's good.
You
know, oh, no, stay away from that.
What that is, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all good. And the thing about that is I do this a lot. As you know,
I'm sure
I
you
do.
I do
a lot of public speaking. I travel around the state, and almost every group that I speak to is made up exclusively of people I've never met until that night.
Sure.
All right?
Makes sense.
So this is, people will call it boring small talk. This is the grease. This is the oil. This is the lubricant that makes the world go around.
Yeah, I agree.
I just did I had a speaking engagement in Chappaqua. 100 ladies in Chappaqua at the public library. I don't know anybody. I had to GPS Chappaqua.
Where is that?
But they had before I did my show, they had a cocktail meet and greet and book signing.
And that's all about small talk for you.
And that is all about small talk. So it's important. It is important to know how to do it. But I think a lot of it, too, is that we have age on our side.
Yes.
You know, imagine
life experience.
Well, yeah, I imagine my younger ones, you know, Katie or, well, even younger,
Joey. I think it is harder for them.
You throw them into a social situation, Abby, and there's not a lot in their filing cabinet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've always told this to Trish. I've always said I could talk about anything with anybody. I said I've got a little filing cabinet in my brain with a little guy in a white lab coat and round glasses. And when somebody says to me, what kind of tires you got on your car, Big Chuck? That little guy is running to the filing.
He's scrambling.
And he's just going through there. And sometimes he will say, I got nothing for you, big guy. And you just have to wing it. You know,
right,
but,
right.
But it's important to know how to do that in a bit. Well,
it
look
sure
at you.
Helps.
And look at you. You're a well-known celebrity in this town. And I
use that term very loosely.
But I know after all these years, I know that you have instances where people you don't know.
Oh, yeah, all the
come
time.
Come up to you who they think know you because they love you on the radio. And people come up and say, oh, my gosh, Leslie Ann, I listen to you every morning. You are so great. And I remember that funny thing you did last week. You know how to, you're not uncomfortable. You know exactly what to say back to them.
Sure, I like to talk to people. And I think like you, we've had, obviously our job has lent us that experience of doing it over and over and over again. It's just practice.
Right.
Honestly.
And you know, we have interns. We've had dozens of interns over the years. We've seen young people that come in here and we've talked at career days. Both you and I have gone to career days and talked about what is a career in broadcasting. I do it all the time. You do it too. And I look at the young kids and they're juniors in high school and they all they know is they want to be on radio and play music. And you can tell by looking at them, they can't talk.
Right.
You know, I know that it's their youth. I know it's young. But if you don't get into this business if it's going to be torture for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So we have years of experience, and small talk makes the world go around.
Yes.
I believe it.
Bingo.
All right, Leslie, let's go back and do some small talk
that's
on the
right.
air.
That's right.